What is the, how will you explain the essence of Bhagavad Gita? This is a question by Nitin Dubey. So the essence of the Bhagavad Gita is love. The Bhagavad Gita demonstrates the transformational power of love. At the start of the Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna is disheartened, putting aside his bow and unable to do his to answer the call of duty, unable to fight the war that was there in front of him, beckoning him. By the end of the Bhagavad Gita, that same bow which he has put down, he has pickled up and he's ready to fight. So Arjuna's bow represents our determination. When we face perplexities, when we face adversities in life, we put aside the bow of our determination. We start thinking, I can't do this. But when we hear the message of the Gita, it restores our morale. It reinstates our determination. And again, we pick up our bow to fight whatever battles we need to fight in our life. Now, what was it that transformed Arjuna? That knowledge is the knowledge that centers on spiritual love. So, Krishna explained to Arjuna that at his core, Arjuna is a spiritual being. So, we are not our physical bodies, we are souls, Atma. And the Atma has an eternal relationship of love with the Paramatma, with the Supreme Soul, that is Krishna. And to the extent we act in the light of that loving relationship with Krishna, to that extent we can be purposeful and focused in this world, irrespective of whether we get success or failure here. So the Bhagavad Gita urges us to see life as a reciprocation of love between us and Krishna. So in this world, sometimes we may get success, sometimes we may not get success. Sometimes we may be loved by others, sometimes we may not be loved by others. Sometimes we will be honored, sometimes we will be dishonored. If our eyes are only on this world, then all these dualities will take us up or take us down, and we will not be steady. But by raising our eyes beyond this world to the source of the world, to Krishna, we will become fixed in acting in this world in a mood of service to Him. So, the Bhagavad Gita's practical direction for applying this message of love is twofold. It says that firstly, we need to directly connect with Krishna through devotional activities by which we can experience His love for us. We can experience the shelter, the calmness, the clarity, the purity that comes by connecting with Him. And we ourselves can direct our love towards Him. So we need to give a significant amount of our time on a daily basis for connecting with Krishna through practicing bhakti. And then we bring this vision of bhakti into our full life. So karmana tam abhyarcha siddham vindati manava. The Bhagavad Gita says in 18.46 that we all can worship Krishna through our work. That means whatever we are doing in this world, we do it not just for the sake of earning money or gaining fame or proving a point to someone else. We do it in a mood of service to God. Whatever talents we have, they are gifts from Krishna. And they are gifts which He has given us by which we can make a contribution in this world in a mood of service to Him. So what we are is God's gift to us. And what we become is our gift to God. So this is the bhakti vision of life. And this is the this seeing life as a reciprocation of love between us and Krishna and learning to experience Krishna's love and express that love through our daily activities. That is the essential message of the Bhagavad Gita. Thank you.